Cheating Married Sisters. Chapter 1. 20-year-old Dickie Richards didn't take the lifeguard job because of his concern for saving lives or for his love of the beach. He took it for all the tail he could get, be it younger girls hanging out with each other or married mothers taking in the sun while their kids played in the sand and surf. Dickie wasn't always successful in getting the pussy he craved, but he always tried no matter what the intended pussy's circumstances. On this day, he craved for the married pussies of Pat and Loretta. Conversely, 40-year-old Pat and her younger adopted sister by 2 years had no intention of offering their married pussies to any man, least of all someone so young and carefree. Their cunts, however wet they got, and however horny they became, were for one man alone. Pat only fucked for Vic and Loretta for Bill. Pat was a virgin when she married, while Loretta was not. She lived with Bill for a year and was screwing for him alone all that time. Screwing for young Dickie just wasn't in the minds of the two adopted sisters. It would be in very little time. During California's hot summers, Pat and Loretta would go to the beach every day while their husbands were working. Having 3 kids each, it was a schlep for both, but they didn't mind. As their 6 kids played in the sand and surf, they got to take in the sun and talk of things they normally wouldn't say in front of their husbands. Not that Pat and Loretta had any secrets they were hiding from their respective spouses. They didn't. Whatever they did outside their marriage was totally out in the open. Neither one ever did a thing to question their fidelity. In their husbands' minds, Pat and Loretta were angels who did no wrong. In their minds, the sisters were happy with their marriages and content with their sex lives. That would all change in one day. It didn't take Dickie long to spot the two older hotties. 2 weeks had barely passed when he saw them sunning their real nice bodies under the hot California sun. He knew right away he liked one of them. Pat's big tits had every guy liking her almost immediately. As nice as they were, though, she never intentionally flaunted her prized boobs. That was different on this one day, however unintentional it was. The two-piece suit she wore couldn't hide her splendid goodies. With binoculars, Dickie could see exactly what she had and how they bulged inside her too-tight top. He drooled in lurid eagerness. Forgetting her big tits for a moment, he scanned the beach for people in trouble and saw no one drowning or otherwise. With job duties out of the way, he went back to scoping the two older women and studied the lady with the smaller tits first. She had curly blonde hair in a one-piece suit, didn't look nearly as sexy as her friend, but no matter. The heavier babe with solid legs was still nice enough for a fuck. With that thought taking over his mind, he looked back at the lady with short black hair and the same solid muscular legs. He liked women with solid, shapely legs, and the meaty legs of both Loretta and Pat were almost identical. He also liked women with flat bellies, and the woman with big tits had a surprisingly slim waist considering she had 3 kids. That was definitely okay with Dickie. Solid legs, slim waist, big tits. What more could a guy want in a fuck? His first move, strategically planned by Dickie, came in the role of the concerned lifeguard. He simply walked over to the two women applying lotion to their bodies and told them he was keeping close watch on their kids. That move proved to accomplish 2 things. If they didn't know him before, they knew him now. He was the nice young man concerned with the welfare of their children. That instantly made the two moms very happy. "Gosh, what a nice young man," Pat said, and Loretta smiled. "Yeah, he's kind of cute, too." Dickie entered their lives in a small yet effective way. His design